Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the fancy Brian on this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to the program. Got Evan on the board helping me out. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We're going to be joined throughout the hour by several guests, so if you want to get those calls, get them in early, because a little bit later in the show, we're going to have William Walter who's going to be calling in. If that name sounds familiar, William filled in back at the beginning of September for Brian and I here on Dueling Tangents, and so we're going to get a chance to catch up with William, and he's going to be filling in the future as well over this long weekend, Friday and Monday.
Very nice young man.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get to talk to him a little bit more. It's been a pretty busy couple of weeks, folks, so I haven't even been able to talk and get to know the fill-in host here for Dueling Tangents. But I've heard great things, and I'm really excited to talk to William a little bit more later in this show. And we're going to be joined by Sean Fetteplace of Main Street Alliance, and Sean's going to give us an update. I've got some questions for him about rising prices, inflation, and what small businesses are doing between now and the 41 days between now and Election Day. So we're going to be really excited to be joined by Sean Fetteplace of Main Street Alliance later in the show. So like I said, if you want to get those calls in, get them in early. 844-967-2789. You're listening to this fine program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. Broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You may also be listening in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Or you could be in Richland Center listening on the radio from the center, WRCE 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Or up in Amory in our Northwoods affiliate, Amory, Wisconsin. That's Lake Air. That's WXCE 1260 AM. And right as we were getting off the air yesterday, and we were joined for most of yesterday's show by State Representative Francesca Hung. If you missed that episode, go check out the podcast. You can check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. You can also sign up to learn where our next station is going to be, which is why Brian's hard at work and unable to join us on these airwaves. And so if you want to find out where Brian's up to and see what area of Wisconsin he may be in next, you want to sign up for those updates at civicmedia.us. That is the website for Civic Media. But right at the end of the show, after we wrapped up the interview and the appearance by Representative Hong Fran, as she asked me to call her, I thought that was a little strange, but we're on a first name. Short. I don't know if that's a nickname. Does that count as a nickname, Evan? You and I both have pretty short names to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, she asked me to do the same thing about a year ago.
There you go.
Speaking to her on the phone. Call me Fran. You know, it's just that magnanimous personality.
Yeah.
You know?
No, she's terrific. It was a great interview. I really appreciated her taking the time out with 6 weeks from Election Day to discuss some of the down-ballot races she's keeping an eye on around the state, as well as the current events that we're facing here in Wisconsin. And as we wrapped up the show, I was kind of like, I had one segment left, and I was like, oh, geez, okay. Well, what do I talk about now? And it so happened to fall in my lap that an update about a familiar name again on this program. If you've listened to Dueling Tangents in the past, you've heard us, I don't know if complain is the best word, but at least call him out for what he's doing. And that would be one Frederick Prent, the holdover on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board.
Is it Preen or Pren?
I've always heard it as Pren. Have you heard it otherwise?
Mr. Preen is Preen? An embarrassment.
Preen?
No, okay, I'm just saying it wrong, you know.
Yeah, it's Pren as far as I'm aware. Prick could be another term, maybe.
Got him.
But he has new text messages that have been revealed through an open records lawsuit. And so Pren, if you're unfamiliar with the story, he is a Walker appointee to the Natural Resources Board. His term was to come to an end on May 1st, 2021. Now, apparently, the Wisconsin Supreme Court does not see the fact that his term has a set end date as a hard expiration date. Because Pren, since May 1st of 2021, has been holding out and refusing to step down from his post, even though the term expired, because the appointee for the board to replace Fred Pren by current governor, Democratic governor, Tony Evers, Sandra Dinas. She's also from the northern portion of the state, I believe from the Stevens Point, Wausau area. And she was appointed to the position by Governor Evers, but has not had a confirmation hearing by the state Senate. State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, both Republicans, have wrapped up legislative business. What are we at now? This was 7 months ago? About 7 months ago. And they refused to confirm Evers' appointee to the board. So Fred Pren can continue to hold out on the board, maintain a Walker majority, a majority of Walker appointees to the Natural Resources Board to determine policy and priorities for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Some of the major topics have included over these last 17 months that Frederick Pren has been a holdover on this board include the wolf hunt, the controversial wolf hunt that Republicans wanted to try to ram through a second one in 2021 that was put on hold by a federal judge. PFAS contamination in the state of Wisconsin, being able to address PFAS in groundwater, which one in six, roughly, it's about 1 million residents here in Wisconsin, one in six individual Wisconsinites rely on groundwater for their source of drinking water. Big issues like that is what cannot be decided on from a majority of Evers' appointees, which Wisconsinites in 2018 elected Evers to make decisions like this, to get to make appointments like Sandra Nass to the Natural Resources Board. But the Republican Party, and this isn't just elected Republicans throughout Wisconsin, this is Republicans in rank and file and appointees and up and down. This is not just a couple of bad apples. This is through and through rot of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, because Republicans have refused to accept the election results of 2018. Far before they refused to accept the election results of 2020, which we've had Michael Gableman running a roughshod across the state, spending $1.2 million of our taxpayer money on a election review that was to review. It came up with nothing. He couldn't even keep the proper documentation and had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees defending his haphazard work. And before that even became a thing, in 2018, Republicans in Wisconsin decided to go into a special session. Former Governor Scott Walker called the special session after he lost. It was in his lame duck session that they stripped away powers from the governor. They refused to accept that Wisconsinites wanted Tony Evers over Scott Walker. And they threw a temper tantrum that has been going on since December of 2018. And Fred Pren is the next iteration of this temper tantrum. And we've had to deal with him now for 17 months because he refuses to step down. And at the time, we've had court battles since. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, led by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, sought to remove Pren from that post, and it went all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They ruled that Fred Pren did not have to leave that seat until a replacement was confirmed. And Fred Pren, throughout those legal battles, indicated that it wasn't a political decision. He wasn't playing politics. He was just making sure that the position was filled until a replacement could be appointed. But now we find out that the Republican-led state Senate majority leader, members of his office, lobbyists, former Governor Scott Walker, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and once a Republican candidate to seeking the nomination to run for governor this year, all of those individuals texted with Frederick Prehn leading up or within this period of him fighting the legal battles on deciding whether or not he should vacate this position. Frederick Prehn referred to himself as a turd in the water. In the quote, I got to pull it from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece written up by Laura Schultz. But he classified, this is a quote from Frederick Prehn's text messages, surfaced from an open records lawsuit by Midwest Environmental Advocates. And he said that, I got to find the specific quote here, folks. I apologize. My page jumped back up to the top. But I'm going to have to layman terms it because I can't find it real quick. But it is essentially, Frederick Prehn said that if he held over on this seat, he referred to himself as the turd in the water. And for once, I think I can agree with Frederick Prehn. He has been a turd in the water. He has been a pain allowing the Evers administration to address their environmental policies here ahead of the end of his term, because it seems like he was coordinating with former lieutenant governor and gubernatorial candidate at the time, Rebecca Clayfish, about whether or not he should end his term before this November's election. So, it's very cringeworthy, but Fred Prehn, calling himself a turd, he thinks it's ironic. I think it's pretty accurate. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be joined by William Walter coming up here in this next segment, and then Sean Fetterplace of the Main Street Alliance. Make sure to stay tuned. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon as he is off being Superman and proving this growing network of radio stations you may be listening to my fine voice on. And that would be Devil Radio here in Madison, the Shaw in Waukesha, Radio from the Center in Richland Center, or Lake Air Radio, Lake Air in Amory. And we've also got a couple of other stations. We got locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Those two fine stations are broadcasting the Chad Holmes Show right now. And this network is growing. And Brian's working on a little bit more. And one of the great things about the fact that we are expanding is Brian and I, we got a lot to do. And so sometimes that means that here on Dueling Tangents, we require some little help making sure that we got fresh content coming out and somebody to talk about the headlines and how they're related. And in that vein, I'm excited to invite on William Walter, who has guest filled in for Dueling Tangents in the past and will be doing so again on Friday and Monday. William, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Luke, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. The fact that I'm waking up and there was a frost advisory on the ground this morning, I get up pretty early, William. I don't know about yourself, but it was in the 30s when I woke up this morning, and now that it's nice and sunny and it's the afternoon, it's been good, and so it's been a kind of a transition of day, knowing that fall is truly here and we have frost warnings now coming back here in Wisconsin.
Those early September days, you know, it's that Simpsons meme where it's like, you know, this is the worst day of my life, the worst day of your life so far. It's like that, but in the reverse of heat.
Yeah, I got a pretty good chuckle all summer long when we had some pretty hot days here in Wisconsin, and just the meme being used for this is the hottest summer of my life, and then it referenced this is the coldest summer of the rest of your life. So
exactly.
Yes. Well, William, I appreciate you joining me this afternoon and really appreciate you filling in this Friday and upcoming Monday here on Dueling Tangents. So I wanted to have you on because I realized after the fact, last time we had you fill in, we didn't really introduce you to the audience and we didn't get a chance to preface the fill-in appearance outside of Brian and I mentioning it that last day before we had you fill in. So any big ideas of what you're going to be talking about on Friday or Monday or anything special we want to have the listening audience tune in for those 2 days?
Well, you had me thinking that I could play like the mystery man role or something, you know, every you know, middle-aged mom who's just obsessed with that really suave, really mysterious type character in their favorite TV show. That was going to be me, but I guess now I kind of got to explain myself instead. I introduced myself as the Amazon Basics version of Luke and Brian. I'm hoping I can work my way up to you know, Market Pantry, maybe, or best case scenario, I'll be what's the Costco brand?
Kirkland, Kirkland. That's something Kirkland, to strive
yeah.
for.
Someday I'll be the Kirkland signature version, but that's a long ways off. You're not born Kirkland signature, right? You got to earn the Kirkland signature. So, a little background. I work with our Wisconsin Revolution. I was a Bernie Sanders delegate at the 2020 convention, which really kind of got me boots on the ground involved in a lot of the progressive work that's being done throughout the state. And Wisconsin has such a rich history of kind of leading the nation in progressivism, you know, with the sewer socialism in Milwaukee. And I mean, our state motto is quite literally forward. So I would love to see the state kind of get back to our roots, kind of become a leader of the progressive movement once again. I think Scott Walker, Act 10, the Tea Party movement of the 2010s might have taken us back 20, 40, 100 years, or in the case of, you know, the 1849 abortion law, 170 years. But local politics, you know, it's going to take all of us. We don't have millions and billions of dollars to go against these corporations. We have each other. We have the working class, and we got to stick together.
Absolutely. And it's going to take all of us, and maybe a useful tool in that will be a growing network of radio stations here at Civic Media, like we're putting together. I believe we're going to have these two more stations since the last time you filled in, both in Richland Center and in Amory. I can guarantee you those will be there for Friday and Monday. And you might also get to Brian's hard at work right now, so I'm not going to ruin any surprises. But next week we have another one that you may get a chance to talk about a little bit and roll out with the team here. So, people, you're going to want to tune in.
My Amory fan base will be stoked to hear that.
I'm just letting people know that they're going to want to tune in on Monday for when you, William Walter, fill in for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It seems weird sometimes when I throw the with Luke and Brian on there, especially when we're not even going to be there. I feel like Dueling Tangents is starting to catch on to the point where we don't necessarily have to always include it. But I don't feel like you have to say with Luke and Brian when you're filling in. Just I don't know if you did, but you can definitely just leave that part out on Monday and on Friday. But we're growing a network here, and we're really excited to have you fill in, William. Appreciate you being able to be flexible and step up on Friday and Monday. Any guests, or are we leaving it all to mystery?
I do have a couple of guests in mind. I want it to be a mystery in the sense that if I, you know, leave everything on the table right now, I can't surprise anybody, and I lose that mystique that's going to be kind of entrenched with my name. But
look at this.
When we get there.
Only the second time filling in, and you already got it down. You want to leave them wanting more and give them a reason to tune in on Friday and Monday.
You leave the little crumble and they have to come back for the full cookie.
There you go. Well, appreciate you joining me this afternoon, William. Best of luck filling in on Friday and Monday. I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Thanks, Luke. You have a good rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
You as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian, we got Evan on the board and William Walter there, who's going to be filling in guest hosting Dueling Tangents this Friday and Monday. And we're going to be joined now by Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance and talking about what small businesses are doing here in Wisconsin, around the Midwest, and the work that they're up to between now and 41 days from now, Election Day 2022. We got those midterms coming up. You want to stay tuned? This is Dueling Tangents.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, he's off playing Superman, improving this growing network of stations here at Civic Media. You may be listening here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. In Richland Center, radio from the center, WRCE 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. And in Amory, Wisconsin, Lake Air, that's WXCE 1460 AM. If you want to sign up for updates and learn more about what the growing network of stations is doing, go to civicmedia.us to sign up for more. I want to thank William Walter again for appearing in that last segment, promoting his fill-in appearance for Dueling Tangents on Friday and Monday of this week. And now I'm joined by Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance and talking small businesses and the rising prices and a lot of what's at the forefront of a ton of households' minds right now. Sean, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
I am doing well. The fact that it is that time of year again where I have to, it's layers season. Because it's, I wake up early. I got to, yep, see, you got the plan. I'm already warm because I was, I got all bundled up this morning. It was in the 30s when I left my house today. And I was like, what is this? And then, so it's nice now. The 2 p.m. sunshine that we've got going on. It's a gorgeous day here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And I'm excited to have you on this afternoon because we've got 41 days between now and election. We've got a ton of polling that's going on. We've got a ton of pundits talking about it. I feel weird because I guess I'm technically in that punditry class now. I've never really considered myself a pundit, but now Brian and I have been doing this show for just shy of a year, and I'm kind of to that pundit status myself. But there's going to be a lot of talk over the next 41 days. But organizations like Main Street Alliance are going out into the community. They're coordinating with their members these events that are going on in the 3rd Congressional District, but also for the statewide races here in Wisconsin. So wanted to have you on to see if we can preface any of those events that you're going to be putting on as an organization that's advocating for small businesses and share with the listening audience maybe what they can do as well between now and Election Day.
For sure. Sorry, you just want me to get into it?
Yeah. What is Main Street Alliance up to over these next 41 days? Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So first off, there was a set of polls that came out today by Public Policy Polling that showed that the Senate race is tied and that the governor race is the governor has a 2-point lead, and that's pretty in line with a lot of the recent public polling. The 3rd Congressional District race is going to help to determine the majority in the House. And so, you know, Wisconsin, I mean, if you're sick of the ads, just get ready because you're going to see a whole lot of them over the next month. But, you know, Main Street Alliance, as a small business organization, we've really worked to help to elevate the small business voice in the race, to ask the candidates what their positions are on healthcare, childcare, paid leave, capital access, tax fairness, and, you know, trust busting. You know, can we actually enforce our anti-monopoly laws in this country? And, you know, we've been engaging with the folks running in the Wisconsin 3rd District, Brad Paff, the current senator for the La Crosse area, and Derek Von Orden, former Navy SEAL and small businessman. The two of them, we've engaged with the folks running for governor, Tony Evers and Tim Michaels. And then the U.S. Senate candidates with Mandela Barnes and Senator Johnson. So all of them have received questionnaires from us. They've all received invites to participate in roundtables with us that will be open to the public, and folks can come and participate. And then working to get our members out to vote. You know, we are working to get folks to pledge to vote to make sure that they show up in November. If your listeners want to do that yourselves, you can go to tinyurl.com/pledge2vote MSA. That's pledge to vote MSA, and it's the number two. But we're really looking to help elevate that small business voice and make sure that the candidates hear from us, the public hears from us, and that we show up in November.
Yeah, and I have made that pledge. I have pledged to vote and shared that with Main Street Alliance, so I definitely encourage everybody to make that pledge. It's going to be a very important election between now and November 8th. And so over the next 41 days, when do we have scheduled dates for those roundtables yet? Or are there, is that aware yet, or are we still kind of ironing out the details there?
No, we do. So the U.S. Senate roundtable, which Mandela Barnes is committed to attend, we're working to get Senator Johnson there as well. And we've made heroic efforts in our outreach. You know, it's going to be October 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Beckett's Restaurant in Oshkosh. So we're really excited about that. Really excited to be able to hear from the candidates on the core issues that we work on. And then in the third congressional district, it's going to be the next day. It's going to be on October 25th at 6 p.m. at the Root Note, which, if anybody knows La Crosse, the Root Note's a wonderful coffee shop right downtown across the street from where I actually met my wife at the Bodega Bar. And so we're going to be hearing from State Senator Brad Paff. We've extended an invite to Derek Von Orden as well. We hope you will come. Those two events are locked in, and you can find all the information and sign up for them at mainstreetalliance.org.
Perfect. And so those will be excellent listening opportunities. Are those going to be roundtables that just member organizations get to ask questions at, or is that, will it be open to the public for asking questions as well?
Yeah, so we'll have like a program where our members and some farmers from the Wisconsin Farmers Union will ask questions of the candidates. However, you know, at all the events that we did during the primary, there was an opportunity once the formal program wrapped up to engage directly with the folks one-on-one. And so I would expect that that's going to continue with these events, and that's a good opportunity to meet with them and to hear from them and to see what their positions are on those issues that so many small business owners care about.
Great. And that is excellent advocacy. There's going to be several roundtables. And can you give the URL for the Main Street Alliance website again for where listeners can learn more?
Yeah, you go to mainstreetalliance.org, then click Take Action. And there you'll find the event calendar where you can sign up for those events. And if you're there, if you're a small business owner or you're just a supporter, you can click on the Become a Member tab at the upper right-hand corner, and you'll get it automatically via email. Again, that's mainstreetalliance.org.
Perfect. So excellent advocacy that's going to be taking place with those roundtables between now and the election. But some of the issues that are at the forefront of not just small business owners, but every voter here in Wisconsin between now and then, we're hearing costs for inflation, the rising prices, everybody's facing it. And it's more of a question of who could address this inflation, who can address the rising costs, and who is causing it? Because we're hearing that it's wages that are going up, the individuals, employees, that we have such a tight labor market. But really, we're still seeing profit margins soar. Outside of accounting for the rise in labor costs, profit margins are where the largest increases are that we're seeing. I saw a piece at The Guardian over the weekend written up by the Secretary of Labor during the Clinton administration in the 90s, Robert Reich. And he essentially said that price fixing in some cases is going to be the needed solution to address the soaring profit margins that are causing the rise in prices. And when you start hearing price fixing, that is a pretty drastic step, I think some people would say. And I'd just love to hear from your point of view as somebody that works with small businesses and advocates for them on their behalf. Where are your thoughts on solutions to addressing this inflation, and how do we get at the root cause of what is driving the rising costs.
Yeah, so I would say, first off, much of the inflation over the course of the last 2 years has been global. You look at the UK, you look at other parts of the world. In fact, it's actually worse in a lot of other parts of the globe than it is here in the United States. It is clearly a pressure, though. It's increasing costs for many of our members, and they're having to pass those costs on to consumers. But, you know, I was just recently had the pleasure to be up at an event in Minneapolis with the Institute for Self-Reliance and with the Open Society, Open Markets Institute. And Attorney General Keith Ellison was there, as well as the FTC commissioner who recently got confirmed. And for those of your listeners who don't know, the Federal Trade Commission, they help to enforce our antitrust laws. That's their job. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the issues that are increasing costs for the consumer, a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of large corporations getting special treatment, they're getting preferential treatment by the distributors, by a lot of the regulatory affairs, and then a lot of the smaller folks are having the cost passed on to them. And so, you know, there's a few different things we can do to deal with inflation. Clearly, the Fed's doing what they're doing. And then you also have you know, energy prices are certainly a concern. Those are being driven partially by, you know, the war in Russia or in Ukraine, rather. And you do have, you know, these antitrust levers of power that could be used by the federal and state governments to break up some of these conglomerates, because part of what's driving the cost is that you have individual businesses that have complete market share of diapers or of certain types of products that people all need. And as a result of that, they can kind of charge whatever the heck they want. And so, you know, one way to address this is to really enforce our antitrust laws, pass new ones like the Choice and Innovation Act that Senator Klobuchar has proposed. And we really need to make sure that we're leveling the playing field and ensuring that, you know, small business has the same shot that big business does.
Yeah. And leveling the playing field is got to be a priority. And so between now and November, there's going to be November's election is going to be consequential for how that playing field can be leveled going forward. And so is there other direct besides the roundtables and the events that Main Street Alliance is going to be putting on? What other kind of action is there? Say if we have listeners not in La Crosse or Oshkosh to be able to attend these, Is there other advocacy that listeners, say here in Madison or elsewhere around the state, can start to get involved and make a difference and encourage and work to get candidates elected to push for those level playing fields?
Yeah, so I would say you know, our efforts on this are nonpartisan, and so I would encourage all of your listeners who are in these various areas to find out who's running. Go to, you know, the Vote Smart. If you just Google Vote Smart, there's some really good resources to find out more about state assembly, state senate candidates. You know, read your local newspaper. They'll often have profiles of the folks who are running. I would also encourage you, find who's running and go to an event and meet them and find out what their values are, what they care about. And so that's, you know, that local democracy is one of the best ways to make sure that whether you're a small business owner or you're an advocate or there's issues you care about, I promise you, as somebody who used to work for several members of Congress, who worked with the state legislature and has been on the receiving end of advocacy, a couple of determined, persistent people can really make a big difference. And so I would just encourage you all to get out there, find out about the candidates, and make your voice heard.
Excellent. Sean Fetterplace of Main Street Alliance, one more time for the people. Sean, can we give them the website that they can learn more and take action at?
You can go to mainstreetalliance.org.
Perfect. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but we got Evan on the board, and we're going to get into a couple of Wisconsin headlines on the other side of this break as well. You may be listening in Devil Radio in Madison, on the Shaw in Waukesha, In Richland Center, you're listening on the RC, Radio from the Center. And in Amory, you're listening on Lake Air. If you want to learn more about what Civic Media is doing, you can also go to civicmedia.us. You can follow the network on Twitter, at civicmediaus. And we got one more segment left in today. We'll be back after a short break. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon as he is off. I believe he's doing important work, laying the groundwork at an undisclosed location, but I think I could disclose his location, but I'm not going to. For our maybe the next set of stations here in the Civic Media Network. So if you want to learn more, I've been teasing it all day. Civicmedia.us, you can sign up for updates. We will let you know where the next station is popping up. We are joined this afternoon by Sean Fedaplace of Main Street Alliance. And Sean is doing small business advocacy ahead of the November election. But outside of we've got the election coming up, and you do important work year-round. But between now and Election Day, there are some organizations, groups, encouraging people to vote. And there are others that are, I guess, the only way to really frame it is trying to stop people encouraging other people to vote, because we got a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Republican Party of Wisconsin is upset that the city of Milwaukee, in a nonpartisan way, in a get out the vote effort, going door to door, talking to all Milwaukee residents about the importance of engaging civically in the November midterm elections. The Republican Party of Wisconsin is upset about that, and they're trying to stop it with a lawsuit. The effort is called Milwaukee Votes 2022, and the GOP state party, Republican state party here in Wisconsin, is expressing concerns that there is going to be a partisanship or a partisan organization to conduct it. And when one of the two major parties, I guess, indicates that they don't want a city to have its residents civically engage, It is just really upsetting, because I think we should have everybody vote. Everybody should be encouraged to vote, and that shouldn't be a partisan thing. Can you share a little bit about the work that Main Street's doing to encourage individuals to vote in that nonpartisan vein, and just talk about, I guess, a little bit about the Get Out the Vote efforts and why, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should want to get involved and participate this November.
Yeah, I mean, our democracy is pretty fundamental, right? And voting is the biggest part of that. And so we should be removing barriers for folks to vote. One thing I would say is the My Vote website, myvote.wi.gov, is a pretty good website to update your registration, register to vote, request an absentee ballot, do all that stuff. You do need a photo ID that you need to take a photo of, but it's pretty user-friendly. And seeing efforts like what's happening in Milwaukee is encouraging. I mean, we should make it easier for folks to vote. And, you know, the NBA champion, Milwaukee Bucks, announced that they're going to be serving as a polling site. That's a great thing. So any efforts to make it easier to vote is a great and positive thing. There's been a lot of demagoguing and a lot of, fake news about similar efforts that happened in Green Bay during the 2020 election. And there's just this, I think, desire to try to say that there's something nefarious going on, when in reality, we just want to make it so that everyone can vote who wants to vote, that we remove those barriers and make it easy and help folks go through that process. And so that's something our organization supports and we're working on. Now it's something that Mayor Cavalier Johnson's working on in Milwaukee, and something that, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, the big lie has been perpetuated by a lot of folks in our state. And, you know, frankly, that's, there's a reason why it's called the big lies, because it's not true. You know, there's a lot of good-hearted, hardworking, you know, clerks and folks who are just trying to make it easier for folks to vote. We shouldn't be putting up barriers to stop them from doing that.
Yeah, I encourage the residents of Waukesha, the city, and the county to go out and make their voices heard as well. And it's disheartening to see that there are efforts to try to make it less, make, because essentially it comes down to it's an information campaign. It's the city of Milwaukee sharing information with its residents on how to civically engage and how to be a part of our democracy. And apparently that is an upsetting attempt by, according to Republicans, and the fact that they're not just trying to encourage more individuals to vote as well is disheartening 41 days out, because I mean, I wish I was a Milwaukee resident. I wish I could go early vote at the Pfizer Forum. That is awesome. But the fact that the Bucks want to have a civically engaged fan base and residents of Milwaukee County is a good sign. Having these businesses and organizations that want to get out the vote is crucial to making sure that our government is reflective of our people and of our state. And so it is troubling when you see headlines like that, but it's very reassuring to know that there's organizations like Main Street Alliance saying yes, and the city of Milwaukee saying yes, please go vote regardless. Nonpartisan efforts to go and vote and participate, because I believe I've already seen you've sent in your absentee ballot already for this election. Is that correct? Have you already been a voter in this election?
So given that, like, we're working to encourage other folks to vote, I tried very hard to be the first person to mail the ballot back in as soon as I received it. I work from home, and so I got it midday and threw it in the mail right after. And it was a little surreal. I actually know personally a lot of the folks who were on my ballot here in Madison, which was it was just a lot of the work that we've done in the last 2 years means we've been engaging with a lot of folks running for office. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, really when it comes down to it, if somebody's trying to stop you from voting, it's because they don't want you to have power, right? And they feel threatened by that power. And to me, that just means you need to use it. and really get out there again to your listeners. I'm sure most of the folks listening to this are very engaged. I actually know there's some folks listening from Illinois. So Michael Leone, who's part of political Twitter. I don't know if people know what that is, but there's a lot of these folks who like do maps and all sorts of things. He's actually just over the border. And, you know, so there's folks listening to this who are in Illinois. So if you're in Illinois, make sure to vote in the elections there as well. You got governor and Senate race. And it's just really awesome to see like this pro-democracy message that's spreading through civic media all across the state. And so I just want to commend you all for doing your part to help to encourage folks to vote as well. But again, if you're in Wisconsin, go to myvote.wi.gov and make sure you vote this November. And if you want to join our efforts with Main Street Alliance, you can go to mainstreetalliance.org.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of crucial work that's going to be done still in the growing of this network between now and Election Day, too. So not only are we busy getting out the vote, getting out the message to vote, we're busy creating a few more platforms that you may be able to hear this fine programming and let people in your life know to go vote as well, because we're sharing that message. So, Sean, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian will be back tomorrow at 2. I will not, but enjoy the show tomorrow with Brian. And thank you again, Sean.
All right, thank you.